With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran's parliamentary speaker warns the U.S. military and Israel could be, quote, legitimate targets if the U.S. strikes Iran over ongoing protests there. The protesters are challenging Iran's theocracy, with demonstrators flooding the streets for over 2 weeks, and more protests are expected. More than 200 people have been killed, close to 3,000 arrested. President Trump says that Republicans have, quote, so many good nuggets to campaign on this year as they try and hold on to their thin majority in the House. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire predicts that fewer than two dozen races will determine the control of Congress in 2027.
You're definitely with redistricting efforts now that's going on around the country. We really don't know yet what the final number is going to look like for these swing toss-up seats, ones that maybe went for Kamala or went for Trump. But now with redistricting, the margins look different on the ability to win those. I think you are looking at less than 20 competitive, real true races in the country.
McGuire spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Myanmar holding a second round of elections today amid armed conflict in the country.
Myanmar resumed voting Sunday in the second round of its first general election in 5 years, expanding polling to additional townships, including some areas affected by the civil war between the military government and its armed opponents. Polling stations opened at 6 a.m. local time in 100 townships across the country. Many of those areas have seen clashes in recent months or remain under heightened security, underscoring the risks surrounding the vote. The election is being held in three phases due to armed conflicts. The first round took place on December 28 in 102 of the country's total 330 townships, followed by the second phase on Sunday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Ukrainian drone strike has sparked a fire at an oil depot in Russia's Volgograd region. Officials report the attack occurred late yesterday. This is SRN News. The Trump administration faces a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy eliminating coverage for sex change operations in federal health insurance programs. The Human Rights Campaign, a leading LGBT advocacy group, has filed a complaint challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering such procedures. The complaint argues that this is sex-based discrimination and seeks to reverse the policy. The Trump administration has taken other steps to restrict sex change operations for transgender Americans, particularly children. Nations around the world are cracking down on social media platforms that allow children access to pornography and sexual predators. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors and make it easier for authorities to remove content. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deepfakes. This is SRN News. Harsh environment, lack of key infrastructure, and difficult geology. All three of these factors have prevented anybody from building a mine in Greenland to extract the sought-after rare earth elements that many high-tech products require.
Those challenges won't go away, even if President Trump takes control of the Arctic island. Mr. Trump has made it a priority to break China's stranglehold on the global supply of rare earths. The president has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to do this. Now President Trump is again pitching that taking over Greenland could solve that problem.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, January the 11th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Golf Hall of Famer Ben Crenshaw. General Ben is 74 years old today. Olympic swimming gold medalist Tracy Calkins is 63. Singer Mary J. Blige turns 55 years old today. This is SRN News.